Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
I'm very sorry to have kept you all waiting.
You've been standing in our room staring disapprovingly for 15 minutes. I'm not sure how sorry you actually are.
Thank you, Barty. So why don't we start with someone explaining to me why Alberta is in full traction?
That was my own fault, I will say.
Oh, no, no. No, no. I want to know in excruciating detail, and don't leave a thing out.
Well, sir, it all goes back to the rover. Can you not drive faster, Bartholomew?
I mean, even here with no roads, there are certain speed limits that keep us safe.
You know what helped? If we didn't have a third person pulling down on the weight, we did not do the calculations to have a third!
I agree, we could have left you behind and escaped on our own.
Or you could have never come!
Whoa, Bartholomew, watch out!
Keep your eyes on the road and not on the giant worm thing behind us!
Yeah, I got it. Alberta, you might not be old enough for this yet, but that's known as backseat driving.
I think more frontseat driving. That thing has many mouths. Gnashing mouths.
What is it even dripping with? It's like leaving a secretion behind it. Why is it still chasing us?
All right, I'll speed up.
Whoa. Ow!
Alberta! Ow. I'm sorry. I can see you bouncing up and down in the back window there, careening off the roof, and then the floor, and then the roof, and then the floor.
Ow.
But it's still approaching.
It's okay. There's only two seats in the rover.
Go for that giant body of water! The jeep has boat capabilities! It can't follow us under the water!
That's true, worms can't swim! Everyone knows that!
Yeah, but your big idea is to drive a car into the lake? That's worse than a chasm!
It's dripping, and it's dripping! He's melting the metal!
Alright, on your head be it, Beatrice!
Everybody hold tight! We're gonna get moist!
So, in retrospect, the water wasn't the best idea, but it did deter the big worm.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to stop the line of inquisition around why Alberta is in full traction, which I still don't understand. Let's shift, please, to what's left of the rover. I now understand why the back of the rover is mostly missing. Acid that eats metal. Okay. Would someone please explain to me why there's no roof on the rover anymore?
I'm bailing water out, but there's no one to bail it out through, Barty.
Okay, hang on. Let me just see. It's fighting me. Let me get back to shore.
See, this is funny because you're the engineer. Your team was the one who made the Jeeps floatatable. So, I mean, it's surprising to me that you don't know your own team's capabilities and that this wasn't meant to go into deep water.
That was a prospect blueprint. We put in only the prototype features for this one. It was designed as a test to drive in slowly in a calm lake, not turning at 100 miles an hour and careening into a river.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that when we went through that really, really low hanging piece of rock into a water cave, that we were going to be snapping off the top of the thing. Who could have pictured that? Oh, I don't know. Someone who has experience driving the rover. And yet somehow, we have all escaped the worm. And sure, we are going down quite a tumultuous river right now. And yes, Alberta is in the back trying to get water out. But if we keep complaining about the things that are bad and don't focus on the good and trying to get ourselves out of here, then what are we doing?
Sir, there's only so many times that Brass can say, drive over a chasm. Go into the narrow gap on the outside of the river before something like a roof coming off happens.
I don't think that's a fair accusation, sir, as I was the one who was supposed to be driving the rover, but because we had extra people in our expedition and I had to get out and there was an unknowable thing that attacked us.
Right. It would have been much better for you.
Excuse me! Okay. So let's leave behind the fact that the rover is demolished. And let's leave behind the fact that Alberta is in traction.
And that Rover 2 was also demolished.
Would someone please now explain to me why each of you has a different arm that is broken?
Okay. We made it out of the river. We escaped the giant worms. We lost the top and nobody was hurt. And there's the base in the distance. Bartholomew, if you can just get us to the base, we'll be okay.
Sure, what would you like me to do? Drive up a gust of wind? Is that the advice now?
No, I just want you to take a left and avoid that ditch. Take a left, avoid the ditch. Take a
I'm
left,
a great
avoid the
driver.
Ditch.
I can do it with one arm behind my back.
And there goes Alberta.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Oh, okay. I expected a little more from you, Barty. You're usually, the level-headed one around here. Care to explain how you broke your left arm when all you had to do was walk from the hill up there back to the base?
I was thinking, like you said, that rover's been through a lot. It held its own in the river, it went over the chasm, it did the roof. Engineering really did their job on this one. Now, let's do a poll. Everyone, how secure are you feeling? Raise your hand if you feel secure.
Son of a...
Shut up!
My arm!
Just shut up! Shut up, Bartholomew, stupid sarcasm! Shut up! You are the reason that we are in this position! You are the reason! You brought Alberta, who's now lying in a ditch, motionless! You're the reason we're in this issue! You could have listened to me! You never listened to me! You never listen! You always think that you know better. You always think that you have the answer, and it's always sarcasm, and you have never shown that you respect me, not once! And now my arm hurts like a mother... And I just... Oh, I'm so tired! Why can't you just for once show me an ounce of respect?
You're right, Beatrice. I rarely show any indication of respecting you. But you pack a hell of a punch. Respect.
Ugh. Can we go home now?
Ah, Miss Brass. Thank you. You can just stand.
Oh, yes, sir.
I just wanted to say I hope I didn't go too tough on you all in there. You know, trying to get to the bottom of what happened. You know.
No, sir. It was warranted. It was a failure of a mission.
Actually, I think the cost was high, but I actually think it was quite successful.
You thought it was successful? You thought we did an okay job?
Yes. You met life. You survived. You brought back Seymour. We're calling the worm Seymour.
I really don't think we should name it, sir. I really don't think this is a good idea. But regardless, thank you, sir.
Well, thank you.
Come on, that's all you have to say? Beatrice, we did a good job. We had a successful mission.
Oh, sorry. Barty was laying down on the floor.
Come on. Come on, we did good. Let's hug it out.
Yeah, but, no, let's keep bodily contact to a minimum. I need you to have one working arm each.
Sir, if it's all right with you, I would like to request that I...
Before you did, I'm giving you each a commendation as director. And hereby, are you ready for this? Huh? I'm making you Team Bravo. You are now officially a working team, our best team.
Sir, no.
Oh, yes.
Sir.
I know, it's a lot. I know. But, you know, I figure it's due. Well done.
I commend you on your good management, sir. Excellent idea.
Thank you, Barty. Slightly kissing up, but I like it.
And because I'm in the room, I'm a part of the team, too.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Alberta's sort of over here on the other side of the table in traction still. Try not to step on him.
Hooray for Alberta!
It'll be good to work with you, Beatrice.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
You should know that this wasn't meant... Sorry. Made you floatatable.
I love it. Keep it. It's beautiful. Okay. Keep going.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay.
In a dangerous new world.
Wow, we can see the helicopters coming in. It looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live-action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grand Chicken in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Well, look for us.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight, available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
A Dumb Dragons production.